7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Yeah. Pay attention to.
Okay, let's get into this. Wait, turn the damn TV off. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The BS Goose. Come on, do. Yeah, that's right. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm only moderately prepared to do this, meaning none whatsoever. None prepared. So let's grab some of this stuff. I'm having kind of a strange day, but strange in a good way, which is fun. Mostly because I slept late. Man, I slept very late. I was sleeping. Last night I kind of tried to go to bed a little bit early, but I just sort of flopped around on the floor for half an hour, so I went to bed kind of late. I fell asleep kind of late, and then I slept for a while. It was great, and I woke up, and I was like, wow, what was I having a dream about? Some coleslaw? I was having some kind of dream about coleslaw. I wanted to eat coleslaw. Like, I was hungry for coleslaw, and I was thinking, oh, I gotta go get a cabbage or something. Then I woke up, and I was like, coleslaw? Am I hungry for coleslaw? But I sort of really wasn't hungry for coleslaw. But I don't know. Then I was like trying to go back to sleep, and I thought I wasn't sleeping, but somehow, yeah, I did manage to doze for a bit. And somehow, I want to say I had a dream about Ariana Grande and coleslaw, but I didn't really. I sort of was thinking about her hair, because I want to have a hair battle with Ariana Grande. I can take her. But here we are, over in the synth zone. Let's plug some of this stuff in. Move these papers. Plug the thing in. And turn on the mixing board. And where's my headphones? And turn on the Fisher-Price synth here. Okay, so here we are in the synth zone, and the reason that we're over here in the synth zone is because, well, I did some more stuff yesterday. I'm trying to remember exactly what it is so I can get all you fine people up to speed on what happened here. But I can't remember. I think I unpatched. I unpatched because, yes, now I'm remembering. I unpatched because I was getting frustrated with myself trying to figure out what the hell I was trying to do with the runaway oscillator. So I unpatched everything, just started yanking cables out. Then I thought, I want to do something different. And what I wanted to do was create an arpeggio and then what's the word I'm looking for? Modulate it. But when I say modulate, I don't mean, you know, synth modulation. I mean modulate it musically, meaning change chords. So I wanted to set up an arpeggio and then, like, stick some random voltage offset into it so that it would randomly sort of change chords. How to generate music by Tobe. And so I did that, and it took a while. And then once I had that and had it working, then other things started getting added. And of course, once again, I went totally crazy, and I should have recorded it. But it actually took me a couple of hours, and so you're going to get a condensed version of what happened last night. And the first thing that happened was I created a drum beat. And I started off with just kicks. I just made one bar. So we got four on the floor kick drum. Actually kind of super de-duper boring, right? And so then I added this part. Okay, that's fun. Then I added this part. What's with these weird drum noises? And then I added this part. Cool. And so then I thought, okay, we got the drum beat, let's make our arpeggio. And so I hooked the performance sequencer up to the modeling synth and made some little bell sounds in an arpeggio that sounds, it sounds like this. Okay, that's fun. And then I added some LFO to the damping so we could get some interest out of this. It's kind of subtle, but you can hear it. You get the short dings and then you get the long sustained dings. And then I thought, you know, as you can tell, it is changing chords. It just got higher. And I thought, okay, this is great. It's a success. I'm managing to play a sequence twice and changing the chord, you know, every other time. Brilliant. Great. And I thought, oh, it'd be cooler if there was, like, bass, right? So I said, all right, what are we going to use for bass? Oh, let's use Florian. And I thought, I want the bass to follow the chord progression, so I split all the random change stuff, and I fit it into Florian, and I clocked Florian. And, what did we get? We got something that sounded like this. And originally, it was much simpler. The rhythm of the bass line was much simpler, but I messed around with some of the rhythmic things with it, and I got that thing going. Then I thought, this bass doesn't sound epic enough. What does it need? Oh, it needs some reverb. Okay, now it's sounding more epicer. But I thought maybe it needed some kind of accent or some sort of thing. So I said, yeah, okay, here's what we're gonna do. We'll split the clock that changes the chords and we'll use that to trigger the function generator. And then we'll plug the function generator into, what? Oh, I know, the cutoff of the filter of Florian. So I did that and it sounds like this. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so every time the chord changes, the function generator swings the cutoff on the filter of fluorine, and we get that nice boom. So then I thought, okay, yeah, this is pretty epically awesome. Except, what does it need? Then I realized we got so much stuff that we haven't even used yet. Maybe we should get back to the runaway oscillator. You know, which was making me cranky. It was making me frustrated last night. I thought, okay, well, fine, maybe that is what I need. And it would be super easy, because all we need to do is to run a split from where we split off the random thing that changes fluorine, and we just plug a cable into there and into the runaway oscillator, and we can get some delicious sine waves, and they'll sound like this. And of course, being as I can never leave well enough alone, I thought, how can I make this even more awesomer? And I thought, okay, let's mess with the runaway oscillator a little bit. Maybe we can get it into some, you know, serious doom mode. All right, doom it up. Oh, yes! And again, because you can't stop, you gotta keep adding stuff, right? I thought, what else can we do? Oh, I know, wait, what did I do? We'll do some wave folding. Let's grab some LFO, some long, slow LFO, and we'll plug it into the wave folding of the runaway oscillator. And that'll be cool.
Yes!
Okay, now see, this is the automatically generated soundtrack to my movie. What movie, Tug? You know the movie that is the autobiographical cyberpunk cartoon live action story of my life? And this is the part where there was just a plot point, and there was, I don't know, maybe cute girls got kidnapped. No, or how about this? Maybe some cute girls kidnapped the bad guy. That doesn't make any damn sense at all. Okay, so it's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's in a city, and it's in the bad part of the city, and everything is junky and trashy. And I'm walking around at night, and there's all these sort of cutaway shots to bad guys looking out the windows, and bad guys in the doorways, door frames looking out. Who's that out there? As I walk down the street. Oh, and there's probably like police helicopters flying overhead, and there's like lights shining down. And there's lots of fog. There's lots of fog and steam coming out of manholes. I mean, you've seen this movie, right? I'd watch that movie. Especially the part where the guy goes, "Hey, you know, this isn't cool enough. Let's do more synth. Can we add more synth?" And that's when I realized that, yeah, you know, I'm still not using track 2 of the performance sequencer. So I said, yeah, let's mess with track 2. So I said, okay, track 2, play the last 4 notes of the sequence, but only those, and play them backwards. And then only give me a 75% chance of playing the second note and a, let's call it a 60% chance of playing the fourth note. And this gives us weird rhythmic stuff. It won't sound like an arpeggio just repeating and repeating. It'll sound like, I don't know, what, somebody playing an instrument? And then we'll plug the pitch voltage out of that, and we'll plug that into the formant synthesizer, which is in the bandpass mode, and we get something that sounds like this. Yeah, and so this is how you generate a soundtrack to your cyberpunk biopic. Now, I thought of some other stuff to do with this. There was a couple of other little ideas that I had, and I wrote them down on this napkin. And the first idea was to use one of Florian's sequencers to do stuff to the clock to mess up the sample and hold thing. I thought, no, that's not going to work, because that's going to be weird. What I need to do is take the clock divider and get some weird clock divisions going, and then mix those two clock divisions together, and then use that as the clock for all of the random chord changing. But then I realized, no, I can't do that, because I already used my mixer. How am I going to mix How am I going to mix this clock signal, right? And to be perfectly honest, I still have not figured out how to do that. Yeah. So, what are we going to do? Hell if I know. Brown. But I did manage to get the clock divider clucked. And, The reason I'm thinking about this is, you know, the chord changes regularly, right? That's just being clocked by a clock. I mean to say that's a regular thing. It's just, and it's interesting and it's fun, but I was kind of wondering what would happen if, you know, I don't want to change the chords randomly. But what if we did something where it was a little less predictable, right? So, I need a splitter. But I already used one splitter to split this clock, and I used one splitter to split this clock. Now I need another splitter. Wait, I can use this. I need another splitter to actually be a combiner. And I've got a mult over here. I got a passive mult. We do have one passive mult left. We're going to have to use the long cables because that's all we got left. Yes, yes, we're doing it. We are doing this, people. What is this? Oh yeah, I just remembered. I also started thinking about doing something else. We'll get to that in a minute. I'm going to drape those cables over there like this. Look, I've got all these damn patch cables everywhere, people. Tobe, you need one of those things where it's a organizer / holder for your patch cables. Well, yeah, but you know what those cost? You can buy like 60, not 60, you can buy like 20 patch cables for what those patch cable organizers cost. I need patch cables more than I need a patch cable organizer. Oh, I beg to differ, Tub. You're just dumb. I'm not dumb. I'm science. All right, so, yeah. I'm grabbing long patch cables, and I'm plugging the outputs of the two-way clock divider into this mult over here. Okay, there's one. And we take this cable, plug it into the out tube, not the rate. That's an input. And we plug that into here. And now we take one more cable and we plug it into the outmo put. Well, it's not really an output, it's just a thing. And we unplug the clock from the noise generator, which is also a sample and hold. All right, we plug it into there. Now, we reset everything. Like that. And we press go. Go. Okay. Changes are happening too often. We need to, this because one of these clock divisions is regular. Let's make it slow. Take it way down here. I got two going at the same time. We got two clock divisions, so we're getting two pulses every once in a while. I want them slow, but I want them slightly off, so we can get interesting things happening. All right, how's this? Thank you. Kind of not really, isn't it? Yeah, it's... that's... abort. Alright, I have unplugged the wonky clock business, so it'll just sit here and hold, like, on this forever. Alright, let's plug the old clock back in. Get in there. There it goes. Alright, so we are back to normal. I will experiment with this wonky clock business later, maybe later today. Is that out of tune? No. But this is what we're going to mess with now. Because I have some LFOs. I've got more LFOs. So I'm going to take these LFOs and I'm going to plug them into the formant filter just to get some variation. Oh, that sounds pretty good. Already. Let's plug in the other one. That's nice. It's got some variation, some timbral variation. It's kind of going yah-wah, yah-yah-yah-wah. But if we switch it over to formant mode, the other algorithmic mode, it gets really weird. Fun. We can get some weirdness out of that. And you know how much I like weirdness. Weirdness is good. All right, let's do some more generating. Bring me my beat all the way back. Oh, I do have fun here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on a non-radio. My name's Tobe. I'm the star of my own cyberpunk movie. But this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yeah? The